we go.
Okay.
We are in, first of all, Perches Halacha Chaf Aleph. We in Hilchas Masagros, we have one more issue with those earthenware utensils and other utensils. Remember, we discussed last week that you have to either break the earthenware utensils before the time of Nosar or kasher the metal utensils. So we brought regarding the garments, you know, issues where you're supposed to wash the garments that have blood on them. What if you took them out of the base of the Azura and then you have problems bringing them back in? So one more issue with this earthenware and the other utensils. Chafal. Remember, the earthenware utensils are supposed to be broken where? Smashed. But the Korban Mechatas? In the Azara.
Right in the Azara itself.
And other Korban is supposed to be washed in the Azara, right? So with the Chatas. So now, Chafal. Kli cheres shebishal b'hachatas, an earthenware utensil where meat of the korban chatas was cooked in it, which is supposed to be broken in the azara, v'yatza, and a person took the utensil out of the azara.
So bring it back in.
So that's not such a problem. Machnisa, just bring it back into the azara. V'shov rabifnim, and break it inside. Yeah, that's not a problem. But what if you took it out and then nitma b'chutz, it became tame outside, and you can't bring in a tame utensil into the Azora now, and you can't break it outside the Azora either. You got to break it inside the Azora. It's a catch 22. So you do the same scheme we did before with the garment. You make sure that Doraisa it's not tame, but Derabanan is tame, and you'll break it for the Derabanan reason. So how do you do that? Nokve b'chdei shoresh katan. You made a hole in the bottom of the utensil, small size, that a root can go through that. So what does that do for you? Kidei shiataru, it will biblically purify the utensil, but not rabbinically. And therefore, umachni, so now you bring it in, because it's biblically okay. Remember, the rabbis only applied their prohibitions where they felt it was necessary to apply it. Obviously, in this case, they would not apply the rabbinic prohibition, right? But it's still rabbinically prohibited. Umachniso, and now you bring it in, v'shov rabifim, and you break it. At least you're taking care of the rabbinic issue for that. However, v'im nekavo nekav godol miseh, what if you make too big of a hole? Now you got a problem. Ain't shovro bifnim. You can't break it inside. Why? Because once it has a very big hole in it, on all levels, sharei ain't a kli, it's not a utensil. And the Torah says, ve'ain shovrim bifnim ela kalim. You only break operating utensils in the Azara and nothing else. A kli and nothing else. So in other words, you've messed it up and there's nothing we can do.
So what do you do?
Nothing. Nothing you can do.
What do you do with it? Where do you put it?
I don't know. It's already broken. It's already broken.
But can you just throw it in the garbage?
It's already. I guess so. It's already not a kli anymore. You've lost out of that mitzvah. You cannot fix up.
So you have
that
to have
situation.
These little tiny drill bits to do these things.
Yeah, but the guy messed it up. Now, what about metal?
What if you broke it outside when you weren't supposed to?
It's a problem. Right. It's
nothing you can do about it.
That's something you do about
you
it.
You have to dispose of it like in a holy place or something.
I don't know. He doesn't discuss that. V'chein kli matros. Now let's talk about metal utensils, shebishal bo, that you cook things in, that are supposed to be cleansed, kasher, in the Azara. V'yatza chusazor, but you took them out of the Azara, so if it didn't do anything else, it's not a problem. Machniso, bring it into the Azara. Umarko, scrub it really with hot water. Or shotfa, then clean, rinse it out with cold water, rifnim, in the Azara. But what if nitmakashiyatza, what happened when it went out? It became tamei? So here, you're okay with this. Here, pochaso, you can totally break it now. Well, what does that help? You'll see in a minute. Achi yitar, until the tumah comes off, but you can now do something. Umachnis, then bring it in. Then vechozer umeradito, then come back and melt it down and remake it into a proper utensil. Achi yisose mapchas, until the hole is fixed up. Then the yachzer kitav is given. Then it could be a utensil again, which is something that we could not do with the earthenware, because the earthenware would have to be totally broken. There's nothing you could do with it. But the metal can get fixed. And then once you fix it, it's still a utensil. It still has the balua in it that has to be removed. So kach morko v'shod v'acher kach morko v'shod v'avzar. Then you're going to clean it, scrub it with hot water, and rinse it with cold water in the Azara. And how do we know all these halachas that we're saying? Shemar, because it says, Vegomer. And if it's with a copper utensil, a metal utensil, then you wash it. And we know the halacha is ein morikim bifnim ela kelim. You only wash inside things that are legitimate kelim. So since you can remake it into the keli, that's fine. You can fix it up, but this solution does not apply to earthenware. Once it's broken, it is irreparable. Okay, now we move on to chapter 9, and now we begin the Osham Korban, which is mitzvah number 6, the Seder HaOsham. And it's interesting, the Rambam is going to discuss the Osham for 2 halachas, and then switch to the Shlamim. He doesn't finish everything about the Osham, and he will go back to the Osham afterwards. Okay, so let's begin with the mitzvah of the Osham halacha aleph. Mitzvah saseh la'asos kol ha'ashamos kemitzvah samur b'torah. It's a positive mitzvah to do all the activity that the Korban Oshan we are commanded to as it's written in the Torah. V'keitzad ma'as ha'ashamos, and what is the activity of the Osham? First, the Rambam repeats what are the different types of Oshams that we have.
Yeah.
First of all, bein Osham v'adai, it's with same halachas whether it's a certain Osham, u'bein Osham toli, whether it is a suspended Osham, a doubtful Osham. And again, just quickly to review what these are, and that's why this book has some nice, beautiful charts, but they're all in Hebrew, so not much help for us. But there's 6 Oshams that we have. You have the Osh, and 4 of them you use rams, and 2 of them you have sheep. First, you have the Osham Gzelos. If a person stole and he denied that he had it and he swore falsely, etc., etc., then of course he has to pay back, and he brings an Osham for that. That's when a person was mamish, like he was, let's say somebody gave him something to watch, yeah, and he denied owning it, or somebody lent him money, he denied it, or stole, etc., etc., and then he swore, and he doesn't have to pay. It's called an Osham Gzelos. It's a guilt of theft. Doesn't matter if he did it intentionally, unintentionally, and then he admits from that. And it's, you know, besides having to pay the money and all the other things he has to do, he brings a Korban Osham Gzelos.
That's a ram.
Okay, that's a ram. Then the other one is Osham Me'ilos, someone who unintentionally benefited from things that were given to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's Bedek HaBayis or Kodshei Mizbeach, and he benefited. He pays back a Karen and a Chomesh, and he brings an Osham Me'ilos for this, what do you call it, making mundane the Hekdesh, brings a ram for that. Then there's the Osham Shifcha Charufa, the case of a woman who was a half Canaanite slave and a half freed woman who was betrothed to an Eved Ivri, and then another person transgressed and sinned with her B'shogeg Mezid. You bring an Osham Shifcha Charufa. That's what that Osham is. Then we have more common ones that you've heard of, the Osham Mitzora. Once the Mitzora has purified himself and he's gone to the mikvah, he brings a number of korbanos, and one of them is the Osham Mitzora, and that's a sheep. And then the fifth one is the Osham Nazir Shenitma, an Osham when the Nazir became tummy in the middle and didn't finish. So he brings a korban for that. Those are all the 5 Osham Vadais. Those are certain Oshams. And then there's the 6th one called the Osham Toli, the suspended Osham, where he's not sure if he did an Avera, that had he done it B'shogeg, he would have had to bring a Chatas. So since he doesn't know, you bring the Osham. Let's say you don't know if you turned the light on or Shabbos or not. You know, let's say you walked in the room and you know, maybe a couple people walked into the room. You and the cleaning lady walking at the same time, and you pushed your hand up, but you don't remember it really turning the light. The light's on. Well, I don't know. Was I Machal Shabbos or not? Because you're not sure. Or let's say you ate certain food. And you're not sure if it was tray food. Is that kosher food and tray food? And you know, but you don't know which one you had. So that's the Ashram Toli. So these are the 6 various Ashrams that exist, and they all have the same halachas here. And that's what he means, bein Osham Vade, bein Osham Toli. Now, again, the Rambam is not going to list every single bit of the Avoda. He mentions a lot of the Avoda, but he also skips a lot of the Avoda. So he says the following. You shaychet, you slaughter the animal. And you see, he already has missed a number of things. And it seems that on many of these, he always skips smicha, leaning on. I don't know why.
It's not unique?
No, I don't know why. I don't know why he's doing this. And also, there's a whole tenufa, a waving that happens that he totally skips over here. Can't figure out the rhyme or reason over here. And he starts with shoche, which is really the third step over here. Vezorek hadam, and he sprinkles the blood, and we say that's two sprinklings on the two kitty corners, the northeast and southwest side. Kamosh, as we explain, you know, because like he picks some of the ones, but he doesn't pick the other ones. Then there's a whole bunch of other steps he skips. Umafshi, then you skin the hide off of the animal. Umotzi amorim, you take off the amorim, which we generally call the fats, but it includes some other inner organs. Umochon, and you salt those inner organs. Vezorkan agabe ishim, and you throw them on the fires to burn. And, of course, those fats, they're kind of, you know, they got intestines and all these other things over there. So it might not be the easiest thing to carry in your hand. If you want to take them from the shechita, from pulling them out to the altar, if you want to take them in a sacred vessel, molech, you can put in a vessel. Ushar besarm, and the rest of the meat. Once you take out the inner fats and some of the lobe of the liver and that kind of stuff, once you take that out, the rest, nechal azichrei kahuna bazora kachatos, the rest is eaten by the male kohanim in the azora, just like a korban chatos. Okay, so it's similar korban chatos in many ways, but there are a number of differences.
How big is a ram that he's waving?
It's not waving the whole. Well, no, we'll have to discuss what he rant, what he waves. Okay.
A piece, Howard.
Okay. We'll see. There's different wavings. There's all kinds of different wavings, and we'll get to them. We will get to them, and we'll
discuss.
When we get to it, we will discuss it. Beis Asham Mitzora. Now we're discussing an Asham Mitzora. Has a unique, and though we mentioned there's six ashrams and everything's the same, the ashram mitzora is a little bit different. He says, Yesh be kabolas domo shinu, the receiving the blood in the utensil is different, but I'm not talking about it here, says the Rambam.
Why?
He talks about this in the laws of mechusare kapara, a whole section we have not yet gotten to. The afal pikein, still no sharmas of everything else about the asher mitzora, uzrika's dama, and the sprinkling of his blood on his bech v'chilaso, and the eating kishara shams oldover. It's like other ashams for everything else. But it's interesting why the Rambam decided to do that, and the tenufa of the asher mitzora the Rambam leaves out as well. Okay, so we'll have to find another place where he's going to bring that as well. So there's a number of things he's left out, and he doesn't, for whatever reason, he says what I did leave out, even though all the things he left out, he doesn't mention it. I can't tell you why. Okay, it's hard enough just to understand what he's saying, let alone why he's saying it. Right? Okay, moving on now. Now, for some reason, the Rambam skips Mitzvos 7, 8, and 9 right now, which were the Kohanim eat the meat of the Kachet Kedoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. They shouldn't eat it outside of the Azara. A stranger shouldn't be eating Kachet Kedoshim. For whatever reason, Rambam skips those next three, and he moves on to the 10th mitzvah, which is the Shlomim. Mm. Okay, and as we talk about the Shlomim, the Rambam as well is going to say there are different types of Shlomim as well.
Saying the consumption is analogous to everything else?
An asham? Well, there are differences.
No, the consumption, though. You said about eating it. The consumption, right?
Well, right, so that...
He said he didn't talk about...
He's skipping it.
Right, but he basically said, at least in English, the consumption of the meat is analogous to everything else.
That's just to eat it, but then he's saying where you eat it. Those misses...
That's all part of eating.
Well...
Is he coming back?
All I'm saying is the Rambam listed an order and he has skipped these. Of course he's going
to
come back to it. He lists it. But he's not now. He listed a certain order, but he's not bringing the halachas in that order. We will see those three mitzvahs later. I think it's in the 10th chapter. He goes back to those halachas. Again, you know, that's why yeshiva boys learn all day Rambam and Brisk. If you'd be in Brisk, they'd be going crazy trying to figure out every nuance of the Rambam. If you want to know every nuance, Sam, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Brisk.
Is he going to Brisk?
If they'd let you in, don't let the smartest Bachram don't
get
into
Brisk. Yeah, I know. It's pretty.
But anyway, but that's what they discuss all the way. Why the Rambam left it out here? There's a whole world of Torah there. Anyway, let's move on to the 10th mitzvah of the Shlomim. Asiyas kol ha-shlomim ke-mitzvasam. Mitzvah saseh. Also, wording is very interesting. Why he uses the wording differently. He has, I don't know why. Everything else was a mitzvah say to do this korban the way the Torah said. Here he says, doing the shlamim as you're commanded is a mitzvah saseh. Kind of an awkward language he uses. Vehem ar ba'aminim. There's four different types of korban shlamim. Ha'echad shalmei tzibor. One is the communal shlamim. That is the shlamim where you bring the two sheep on Shavuos. They come with the two breads that you bring on Shavuos. That is the public korban tzibur of the shlamim. All right? And we'll see that is slaughtered on the north side. That's the shalmei tzibur. V'hashlosha, and the other three, are shalmei yochid, are the shlamim that a yochid brings. And again, I have a nice chart over here. So there's the next category. They're in the shalmei yochid, there's three more. One is called shlamim in general. Shlamim in general. The other one is called the shalmei nozir, the shlamim, the nozir. When he finishes, besides the ashram that he brings, he brings a shlamim. And then we have what we call the Shalmei Toda, the one who has to give thanksgiving to Hashem, who has gone through the ocean or through the deserts or was healed from a sickness or came out of jail. That's the Toda, the Shalmei Toda. But the first one is just the general Shlamim, which comes for six different reasons. Mm-hmm. It could be just a gift. A netter and a I just want to give a gift to Hashem. No particular reason. I want to give a gift. The Korban Chagiga that is brought on Erev Pesach. The Shalmei Chagiga that is brought on the other holidays. The Shalmei Simcha, the Shlamim. You have extra korbanos on Yontif. You have one to eat more meat. Shlamim that come together with Bikurim. And Shlamim that a ger brings when he becomes a Jew. So those are all different types of straight Shlamim. Again, so four types of shlamim. Communal shlamim is only the two shlamim, the two sheep that you bring on Shavuos. Then the other three types of private shlamim, which are the general shlamim, the shlamim of a nazir, and the shlamim of a toda. So they're all done pretty much the same way. We will see. So what do we do? So where am I up to now? I'm on Dalet, correct? Dalet. Veketzad masa shalmei tzibur. How do you perform the communal shlamim? So he says, shochet v'zorek adam. He slaughters and sprinkles the blood. Kamosh, as we explained. Umafshin, he strips off the skin of the animal. Umotze murim, he takes out the inner fats and inner body parts that we remove. Umochum, assaultum, akdirum, and burns them. Vashar necha lezichre kohuna bazara kechatus v'cha'asham. And the rest are eaten by the male Kohanim in the Azor, just like the Chatas and just like the Asham, mipnei shehem kut shekadashim, because they are also kut shekadashim. So the Chatas, the Asham, and the Shalmei, and the Ola, and the Shalmei Tzibor are kut shekadashim, koshbarnu. And again, it's unusual. The Rambam skips two different wavings that happens with this korban. The Rambam, at this point, has not mentioned them. Okay, now the Rambam continues. Hey, shalmei yochid shlosh shaminim. There are three types of private shlamim that I already explained. Ha'echad, now he's just mentioning some new points. One type, hu haba shlamim belo lechem. That's when you bring shlamim without any accompanying breads. And what are those? If you go shalmei chagiga v'simcha, that is the shlamim that are brought when you come on Yontif, for the regular chagiga, or for the simcha, the extra korbanos, but that is all obligatory. You have to bring on yontif when you come these shlamim, v'zeh nikra, and that's what the Torah calls regular shlamim, plain old shlamim, without anything added to them. So they do not come with any breads. V'hasheni, and the second type are shlamei haboim im halechem, that comes with bread. And what are that? Now, that comes if you either gave them beneder or nedava. if you made a two different types of vows, and it was totally not obligatory. V'zeh nikra toda. And this is called the toda, the Thanksgiving one. He's kind of merging terms over here, because really there is the neder and nedava that is just a general shlomim, that's not the shalmei toda. But be that as it may, v'oso halechem, and the breads you bring with that, nikra lechem toda. So those are the breads that are brought with the toda offering. Those are 40 breads. We will see our 40 breads. V'amina shlishim, and the third group is shlomim shemakriv ha-nazir b'yom malos nizro. That's when the nazir finishes his time and he successfully concludes it. V'heim boimim lechem, they also come with bread. I believe it's 20 breads. V'zeh nikra el nazir. That's called the ram of the nazir, because that is the one that has to be a ram. And it's sort of, he volunteered it, because no one forced him to be a nazir. So it's like indirectly volunteered to bring the breads. So there's breads with that. So again, you've got the obligatory shlomim don't come with breads. A totally philanthropic shlomim, such as the Torah, comes with 40 breads. And the shlomim that comes as you finish your Nazirite period comes with the 20 breads. Okay, but that's just, so far all I have is the Shalmei Tzibur. He told us how to serve that. He tells me the different breads that are the Shalmei Yochid. So now the Kate said Masa Shloshim. So now what's the service of the three types of the Yochid Shlomim? What is the service for them?
The waving is coming.
So, what happens to the breads?
You're going to eat them. We're going to discuss it all. We're going to discuss it all. That's why there's so many chapters.
The waves are coming.
So many chapters. Now, for some reason, although the Rambam skipped waving so many other times,
not here.
He decides to mention
not
the waving
here,
over
the
here.
Wave came in.
Bechet said, Masa Shloshtim. So now how do we do the service for these three types of Korban Shlomims of the Yochid? Again, he skips Smicha. Shoichet, we slaughter it. Vizarek Adam, and you sprinkle the blood. Again, that's two applications on the two kitty corners. Kamash, as we've explained. Umavshit, he skins the animal. Hotzi, Amorim, you take out the fats. Viacha, now comes a new step, which is not in the other korbanos. Minateach es habasa, you cut into the meat, and now you take out something different now. All right, so far that the inner things that's going to get thrown on the fire, that's fine. But now a brand new thing happens. You cut into the animal to pull out some more stuff, to cut apart some other things. And what is that? Umafrish, first you separate out the chaza, the chest cavity, which the Rambam a few halachas from now will define exactly what is that you're cutting out. He's going to define what the chaza is. Vishok. And the shok is the right hind leg. Remember, the leg has three joints. The lower two joints, that's the shok of the right hind leg. Hayomin. Vinose. Now, what are you going to do now? You take the emurim, those fats, imachaz v'shok, with the chest cavity, and the right hind leg. Al yedei ha-ba'alim, through the owner. In other words, they go onto his hands. You put them onto the owner's hands.
Right.
You got that? The Kohen puts his hands under the owner's hands to guide him, as it were. Umeni fakol, and they wave it all, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, b'mizrach, to the east of the altar. V'chein kol aton tenu, and for that matter, any waving offering, b'mizrach mefit, and even also you wave it to the east of the Mizbech, that is deduced from various psukim. Now, Zion, Vekeitz at Umeiniv. So how do you wave? How do you do the waving? Now we're going back to a regular shlomim. What is the waving? Now there's going to be different types of waving as well.
Yes.
But this is the shlomim waving. Molich Umevi. You wave your forward away from the body. It's Molich Umevi. You bring it back. Mali, you raise it up. Umari, you bring it down. The four directions, four possible directions. You didn't do every possible direction. It's not like Lulav and Esrog, six directions. Just do four. Back and forth, up and down. Vimhoya HaKorban Toda. Now, if of these three shlomim, if one would be a Toda, which has all those breads that come, there's 40 breads, But we're not going to put all 40 breads on that.
No, that's a lot.
We're going to take one sample from the... Remember, the 40 is made in four different types of breads.
Of which 10 are chametz.
Right? Yes, good. Good memory. Yes. And therefore, there's four different types of breads. 10, 10, 10. You take one of each. You take four of those. V'lokech min alechem haba imo echem. So you take one out of 10 from each group. U'meinicho im achaz v'ashok v'emurim. You put it together with the chest cavity, that right for a hind leg, and the fats, and you put the bread on top of that. Umeini v'akol, and you wave the whole thing al yedei ba'olim through the owner, as we say that the kohen has his hands under the owner's hands. Kamosh barnu, as we explained. Okay, this is the toda. So now we got to clarify. Well, what's the order of placing the different substances on his hands? Ches. So how do we place it on the owner's hands? Starting off, first start with the stomach fats that goes on his hands. Then the chest cavity and the right hind leg goes on top of that. And now it seems we're dividing up. Remember, we kept calling the emurim or the chagamim. So it's divided up much clearer now. The real fats is on the bottom, then the chazan shok, and then ushtei hakloyos, and the two kidneys, the oseres hakoved, and the lobe of the liver, lamam on top of them, the miyesh shom lechem, and if there's also breads that go over there, which is by the toda, minich lama, you put that on top, umeiniv hakol, and you wave the whole thing.
They got the big. They had the big toothpicks.
Oh, okay.
You know, like those big party sandwiches. They put the big.
Well, you can remember. Yeah, maybe the fats are in a bowl.
That's where it came from. The toothpicks.
I don't know. Maybe the fats are in a bowl. Remember, we said you could carry the fats in a bowl.
But if it's in a bowl, you're balancing a bowl on top of this bowl.
Well, whatever. Okay, let's do one more to finish up this little subcategory here. It could. This is. We're talking, and the animals are either a lamb, buck or tzon, either a lamb or a cow.
Cow.
Now that's the innards. The innards coming out of them. So that's quite a bit, and it is really quite a bit because if you remember by the ola when we cut it up, the price of different quantum carried.
Yeah.
It carried well close to that amount. Some of them carried quite a bit, but yeah,
it's a cow
and the coin's helping him. It's two guys, four hands.
His hands are underneath his hands.
But still, the weight. But you have strength. You have. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Cow, it's massive.
Okay. Well, whatever. What can I say? Next. I don't know. Tess, haya ha korban el nazir. What if this is the korban of the ram of the nazir when he finish up his nazir? So it's a little bit different. Motzi haymurim. You take those haymurim out. Umafrish chaz v'shok. You take on shok, and now we add a whole new thing. Everything is up to now is raw. The raw meat. You just cut the animal dead,
but we
fresh,
know with
raw
the,
meat.
With the bread
but all
the
of a sudden, we got to throw in something else. Now what do you do is, while you got that waiting, the pieces you've cut out.
Cook
the rest of the ram in the Esrus Nashim, outside of the main Azora.
The big barbecue.
You have to cook the whole thing because you need a specific part. V'lokeach ha-koin, the coin now takes out Hazroa b'sheila, the cooked right foreleg, min ha'ayil, from the ram. He takes that out as well. That's an addition. Im echad me'asara min alechem, one out of the 10 of their types of breads. There were two different types of bread. There were 20 breads, so he took two out of the 20 from that. Habayimo, together with im achaz v'ashok v'marim, together with the chest cavity and the right hind leg, ve'morim, and those fats, u'menecha kol al yidei ha'nazir. Now we've thrown in a big chunk of foreleg, okay, together onto the hands of the nazir, v'akoyim meniach yodav tachas yidei balim, and the kohen puts his hands under the owner's hands, u'menecha kol, and you wave the whole thing, kamo shebe'arnu, as we explain. So you have three different types of things that have the on the person's hands, depending on the type of shlomim that he has. He can get heavier and heavier, and the coin helps him with this. Now the Rambam has told us about the chaza. Tomorrow we'll learn what exactly is the chaza. How much of the meat is the chaza? Yeah.